I had a person who told me that he was in my shiur the first 2 years that I taught in yeshiva. I remembered that he was in my shiur. I didn't remember when. I knew he was in my shiur more than 1 year. That I knew. I didn't know if it was 2 years. I thought maybe longer. Ay, ay, ay. What happened was that there was a Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. Moshe Hirschler put out, more kisvei yad from Rishonim than anybody else. He put out the Rabbi Yonah and Bava Basri. He put out a lot of kisvei yad. After he passed away, they made a Machon Hirschler, named after him. And his children do work, and other people do work. So he lives in Yerushalayim. He learned in Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He lived in Yerushalayim. So he married off some of his children, and he was deeply in debt. So he came to teach in YU for 1 year. So then that year was the Mechamet Sheshet
Hayamim. That's the way of the money.
Huh?
That's the way to make money.
For an Israeli, that's called. That's for an Israeli. That's called making money. Then he realized that teaching in Skokie make more money. So a couple of years later, he went to teach in Skokie. But he taught here for a year, and his wife was the menahelet of a Beis Yankiv in Yerushalayim. So she didn't come, and his children didn't come. They all stayed home. So his wife came for Pesach, and she stayed a little bit after Pesach. So then was Mechamet Sheshet Hayamim. And they wanted to know if their children are alive or dead. So all the phones were taken. You couldn't have everybody, all the Jews in America were calling on the phone to Eretz Yisrael to find out if everybody's alive. So they couldn't get through to their children until after everything was all over. Everything was all over. They found out everybody was fine. Nothing happened. But Kolzman, you were in America at that time. So on the radio, they said the Israeli army didn't give any reports at all. Only the Arabs were giving reports. So the Arabs gave reports that the oil refinery in Tel Aviv was on fire and the whole city is burning down, and they shot down the whole Air Force, Israeli Air Force, all shot down, and everybody's dead and there's no Medina left, and the American Congress is not sure when they should intervene. What do you mean intervene? There's no more Medina Israel, according to the Arab reports. Medina Israel was dead already. Everybody was dead. Everything was burnt down. And they were hearing all the news on the radio. They thought their children were dead. Everybody's dead. Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem.
Welcome. And after everything was all over, then they got on the phone. Their children were okay. Everything was okay. The Israelis won the war. But they were afraid to come again. So he said, he told Dr. Belkin he's not going to come a second year, even though he's still deeply in debt. Not going to come a second year. So Dr. Belton thought for sure that he is going to come back. So he told the menahel of the yeshiva he should set aside 30 students for that Rebbe. So he set aside students and he never showed up. And they called him on the phone. He said, I told you I'm not going to come. That's when they asked me to substitute until they get somebody else. I'm still substituting. So this boy, now he's 50 years later. I was in California. So one of the rabbis tells me he was in my shiur the first 2 years that I taught. So he didn't remember the Rebbe's name. He just remembered there was a Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael who never showed up. And I was a sub the first year. Then he stayed in my shiur the second year. Yeah, yeah. It's very nice. Okay. We got to learn a little bit. So we left off Chavbeis on the base. An Ebekneini is a piece of metaltalim. So when one person sells them to another person, kinyanim betalpalim should apply. And the Mishnah tells me a chiddush, not only kinyanim betalpalim, since Evikneini is hukish lekarka, he's referred to as nachlo, he's referred to as achuzav, he's nachalta moslem v'nechrechem, the resha is achuzav soilam, so he has dinu kikarka also. He has both kinyanim karka and kinyanim betalpalim. Kinyan halipin, that's simple, because kinyan halipin works, there's the one and only kinyan that works on karka or a metalplan, because it says l'kayim kol dover for anything and everything. Kinyan chalipin is a yetzim and a klalda. We spent a lot of time why that is so. But the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Mishnah tells you kinyan and karka work, and Shmuel tells you a chidush a kinyan and metalplan work. So what's considered kinyan and metalplan? So mishicha work. So what kind of mishicha? So Shmuel made a distinction. If I call the Eved and I say, your Odon is selling you to me, walk towards me, so I'll be kind of you be Mashiach. You can do Mashiach be Simto or be Tzidei Rishul Sarab. That's a Gemara in Hameches HaSvino in Bava Basra. On the margin, on the side, they tell you where all the Gemara's on. Nun Gimel. So I tell the Eved, you come to me. So that's not kind of, unless he's an Eved Kotten, because an Eved Kotten doesn't have a little child doesn't have seichel on his own to make a conscious decision. I better go, otherwise he's going to be angry at me, going to beat me up. A child doesn't make such a decision. A child comes because you tell him, come, so he comes on his own. A behemah is good. Kori lo behibo, by behemah is good, because behemah doesn't have chivra chavshis. Behemah just because you whistle to the behemah, it works. So that's a kinyan mashiach with kori chacham yor boy. And if it's an eved katan, din ki behemah, so you can't be mashiach. If it's an eved gadol, that's only if you schlep the eved, talk for the hubba, if you force him to come, then it's a kinyan mashiach. If he makes a decision on his own, that's not called kori chacham yor boy. Fine. Then the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim bepshim and chachamim, where he can be kind of neved knani behagbo. What kind of hagbo? See, if he be on the rabbo, you're selling me your neved knani, and I ask the neved knani, can you please pick me up? I have to climb up to the fire escape. It's too high to reach. There's no ladder, so he's going to pick me up. So he be on the rabbo if he picks me up. The Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan Ketzer b'chazoka. Chazoka is only koneh by karka. Chazoka is not koneh by metalplim. But Eved Knani is iskish l'karka. So kinyon chazoka works. We mentioned there's a Piske HaTosfos in the second perek. Whoever looks in the Piske HaTosfos? No one ever looks in that. The Minchas Chinuch read the Piske HaTosfos also. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes, there's a Piske HaTosfos in the beginning of the second perek in Bechoris, where Tosfos writes incorrectly that Chazoka is kind of by metalpolim also. So he says it's against the Beferish Gemara in the second parak in Gitna. Gemara talks about an otzitz, a flower pot that has something growing in it. So if it's an otzitz nokuv and it's yonik from the ground, then it's dina kikarka, then Chazoka works. If you dig a little bit inside the offer, it works. But Hagbo doesn't work. Hagbo is only kind of by metalpolim, not by karka. And if it's an otzitz she'enu nokuv, it doesn't have a hole in the bottom, so it's not yonik from the ground, then Zidik and Metalpon, then Hagboa works, and Chazoka doesn't work. So the Pnei Yeshua said, and who reads Pnei Yeshua? The Nesiv has read all the Pnei Yeshua. So the Nesiv has quotes a different generation. We read different things. It can't read everything. It's too much to read. So the Nesiv has quotes this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has two suggestions, but this is the Ika's suggestion, that Kinyoni Karka don't work on Metalpon, Kinyoni Metalpon don't work on Karka. The one and only exception to the rule is Chalipa, and that's a different story. Why? So Hagboa, Kinyan Hagboa, and Kinyan Mashiach only work on Metalpolim, but the Eved is Metalpolim. So Mashiach works if I schlep the Eved, or Kori lo behubo, if he's an Eved Kotten Dinan Kebehema, he's not considered such a big bardas that he's making the decision on his own. That's called Kach Acham Yoruba, he comes to me. And then Hagboa should work also.
Why should the Mashiach
I don't think it means a boy a week before his bar mitzvah. I think it means a very young child, a baby who doesn't have such a hashkafa soilam to make decisions and everything. A little child, you whistle to the child, so he comes like a behemah. If he's 6 years old, maybe he already has enough seichel to make a decision on his own. Probably means a very young child. I would guess that that's what it means. So again, so the Gemara says, if I want to be koneh the eved, and the eved's going to pick me up, that's chazoke. Keitza b'chazoke. Hita lo manoloi. I ask the eved, please untie my shoes. He asked him, please carry my clothing to the Beis HaMerchatz. I want to take a bath. That's a Kinyan Chazoka. That's a famous line. That's a famous line. There's a Gemara in the third parak in Bava Metzia, where there's a stira in the Mishnah. I think it's in the third parak from Bava Metzia, but it's a stira in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, whoever will farem for the Mishnah, that it's according to one Tana. And Gemara says in the Mishnah, if one part of the Mishnah goes like one Tana, the other part goes like the other Tana. There's no way to explain the Mishnah that it's according to one Tana. Rabbi Yochanan said, whoever will explain the Mishnah, Ali B'dachat Tana, I will feel so indebted, I'll be hoylech, I will carry his kele machra over the Beis HaMerchatz. What is that all about? So the author of the Seder HaDoros is a history book, written by Talmud Chochem, history of the days of the Tanoim and Amoraim. He gives you, when he talks about Rabbi Yochanan, he tells you every daf and shas by Rabbi Yochanan is mentioned. Quotes every story by Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't have a computer. From memory, he writes every time that they quote Bisham and Basil, he lists every time in the Gemara, every time, every Amor. he lived in the 1700s, contemporary with the Shagasaria. So he quotes the Gemara that Kol Melacha Shevet also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. The Eved is Mukhiv to do work for the Odin, just like the Talmud is Mukhiv to do. If it's a Rabbi Mubak, if that's the Rebbe who made him into what he is, he had such an influence on this Talmud, then the din is called Malacha Shevet also the Rabbi, Talmud also the Rabbi. So what about carrying, what kind of malachas should he do? So to carry Kele Machra of the Beis HaMerchatz, the Gemara over here says, that's a malacha that the Ebed Knaini does. You're not allowed to ask an Ebed Rebbe to do that kind of malacha. That's a malacha bezuyah. Unless the Talmud is wearing tefillin. So in the days of the Gemara, an Ebed Knaini would never wear tefillin. The Gemara says, if the Odon gives a pair of tefillin to the Ebed and he encourages him to put on tefillin, then the Odon just freed the Ebed. He just demonstrated that he's mafke the Ebed and yotze lecheres, because the practice was an Ebed Knaini never wore tefillin. So if the Odon gives him a pair of tefillin, that means implicitly that he's freeing him. Can't free him without a shtar shichur. It means that he was mafke the Ebed. He must have been mafke the Ebed. So if the Talmud is wearing tefillin, then he's even mechuyev to do malachas that only an Ebed Knaini would do. If the Talmud is not wearing tefillin, then he's not allowed to be moilach kele vacher of the Beis HaMerchatz, less people will think about the Talmud that he must be an Ebed Knaini. You're not allowed to call someone else an Ebed Knaini if he's not. You're not allowed to be pokeh on your own yichas to imply as if you are an Ebed Knaini. So the Seder HaDoros quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes a Yerushalmi. He quotes it from the Yerushalmi, he doesn't quote it from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes a Yerushalmi, the Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalmi was composed by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rabbi Yochanan had very sensitive skin on his head, and he hardly ever wore tefillin. In the winter time, he needed a big turban on his head to keep warm, and the turban would be a chatzitza for the tefillin, so all winter he never wore tefillin. In the summertime also, he was going to get a sunstroke, so he rarely ever wore tefillin. And despite the fact that he hardly ever wore tefillin shalrosh, he says, I'll be so indebted to whoever for infants, the Mishnah Chavis, the end of Hamafkid, whoever will interpret the Mishnah according to one Tana, that it's not a steer, the Rishon is safer, I'll be so indebted, I'll do even more than I'm mechuyev to do. I'll be mavilna money basra the Bei Masusa. I'll carry his kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz, which is a malacha that only an Ebed Knaini does. And he never wore tefillin shel rosh. Rabbi Yochanan hardly ever wore tefillin shel rosh. And he's not supposed to do that. But he says, I'll be so indebted, I'll go ahead and I'll do that. So this is a famous line. This, L'hoylech kelev achru Beis HaMerchatz, that's malacha, that's miyuchad for the Ebed Knaini. So that's called b'chazoke. When the kinyan chazoke, what's chazoke on karka? How you kind of chazoke on karka? So Noah got her apartz. That's a Mishnah. Noah got her apartz. There's a cheskes habatim, shalvashonim, that's a different chazoke. If I live in the house for 3 years, and I claim that I bought it from the original owner, and the owner denies it, and I don't have any shtar to prove, I have no way to prove, but I can prove that I was living there for 3 years in a row. I claim that I bought his field for 3 years, and I was planting, I was doing avodas hakarka, I was working the field for the last 3 years. And I prove from with Adam that I was working the field for 3 years, no one ever complained to me, and I claim that I bought it. If I just say I was squatter's rights, I say I was working the field, I was living in the house for 3 years, no one ever told me anything, that's not a kinyan chazaka. You have no claim? But if I claim that I did buy it, but I don't have Adam to prove it, and I say I lost the shtar, how long do you have to hold on to shtar? Like in America, you have to hold on to your tax return after 3 years of 7 years after. Still 7 years. I don't know, they keep on chiseling it down. Could be it's still 7 years. In case they want to question you, so you have to have all the documents to prove that it's so. So Karka also, the Gemara says, you're not mechuyev to hold on to a shtar for more than 3 years, the Gemara says. So if you have a cheskes habatim shalashonim, that can serve as a proof that your taina is true, that you bought it. But if I want to buy a field from you, And you would say, good, go live in the house. Go plant it. Planting the field doesn't constitute a kinyan chazakah. Living in the house doesn't constitute a kinyan chazakah. It's good for cheskas habatim. That's a different thing. Cheskas habatim is totally, it's the same four letters, chazayin kufay, but it means a totally different thing. He spoke many times, six different chazakas that the Prima Gaon points out that are totally unrelated to each other. What is it called? Hamanim. All right, I forgot it. What's a word? You have a word that has different meanings.
Yeah.
Hamanim, I think. I think so. So it says, Ketzah b'chazokah, fine, so you can be kohen and I be kohen b'chazokah. So if higbio l'rabo, if I ask the Eved, please pick me up, I want to reach the fire escape. I can't get up, there's no ladder over here. And the Eved picks me up, that constitutes a kinyan chazokah. Fine. Kinyan chazokah is kohen by an Eved kohen, because dina kikarka. What if higbio rabo lo? What if the Odom picks up the Eved? So an Eved is a piece of metalklan. So just like Shmuel says, that Mashiach is koina, so Hagbor should also be koina if you pick up the Yevit. All of a sudden, that's a machloikis hatanoim. Shmuel, what Shmuel said, they don't say it's a machloikis hatanoim. I would have said, but they didn't ask me. I would have said that what Shmuel said is exactly the machloikis hatanoim. If Higbio Rabbalo, you just said, the Mishnah says, Abiknani Hukish Lekarka, that's why Kesem Shtar HaChazoka works. So do you say you can be kinyan the Abiknani either with kinyan karka or kinyan metaltalim? Because it really is metaltalim, but it's hukish lakarka, so either this kinyan or that kinyan works. Oh no, once you say hukish lakarka, only kinyan karka work, kinyan metaltalim don't work. I would have said that's the machlek, it's a pshimin and the tanakama. What about higbiro rabolo? If the odom picks up the ebed, can you be kinyan ebed bahagbo? So the Gemara doesn't put it together. The Gemara says no. Shmuel is right lacholadei. Shmuel says Mashiach works. And Shmuel says, Mashiach works even kachacham yorabai. If it's an Eved Kotten, a Tinag, a young Eved, Mashiach works, and sounds like Hagbol would work, Kinyon Karka work, Kinyon Ptaltam work, that's l'chol adeh. So what's the Nikudas HaMachlekes between Reb Shimon and the Tanakama? Think more quotes. Ikbio kino'o. Means if the Eved picks up the Odom, Amar Rav Shimon Latei Chazok Yigdolim Hagbor Shagbor Inakoyne B'chol Makom. What does that mean? Hagbor Koyne B'chol Makom. What do the two words B'chol Makom mean? And Bavad Basra, the Gemara explains what it means. Mashiach is not Koyne B'shus Hamoicher. Let's say I go to the grocery store and they put all the food in a bag, and then they tell me, and I want to make a kinyan that they shouldn't back out. After I buy it, then one of the better customers come. I only go once a year to this grocery store. And they have regular customers that come all the time. And I bought the last box of Cheerios, the last box of Wheaties that they have, whatever. Then they say the regular customer comes, and he wants it. So can they back out from the kinyan? They already sold it to me, can they back out? So if I didn't make a kinyan yet, then they can back out. They can back out and say, no, we want to sell it to our regular customer. So the din is, if you make a Mashiach, if it's on the table, on the counter, and I make a Mashiach, I pull it towards me, so Mashiach is not kind of B'shus HaMoicha. Mashiach is not kind of B'shus HaRabim either. Mashiach is only kind of B'tzimta, or B'tzidei B'shus HaRabim, or if I make Mashiach, I pull it into my B'shus. So then you don't need the Mashiach, then it's a Kinyan Chotzer, okay? You don't need the Mashiach. But if I pull it B'simto, or B'tzidei B'shus HaRabim, where there isn't so much Hiluch HaRabim over there, so then Mashiach is koineh. But Mashiach is not koineh B'shus HaMoicher. In the store, Mashiach is not koineh. Hagboa koineh b'chol mokom. Hagboa is koineh even B'shus HaMoicher. Same thing as the Mishnah in Bava Kama. If you have a ganav, a gazlan who steals, only mechuyev to pay kefal. A gazlan is only mechuyev to pay keren. A ganav is mechuyev to pay kefal, and sometimes dollar day. So the Mishnah says, the ganav only becomes mechuyev to pay kefal if he makes a kinyan geneva. The gazlan only becomes mechuyev ba'onsin if he makes a kinyan zela. So what constitutes a kinyan zela? So the Mishnah says, ha'yimoshcha v'yotzei u'meis, the ganav for the gazlan is doing a meshicha from the reshus of the nignav, he's stealing it, and the animal drops dead before the ganav had a chance to take it out into the tzid reshus harabim, into the simta. So it says he's not chayiv. The gazlan is not chayiv ba'onsin, and the ganav is not chayiv b'kefo, because he didn't make a kinyan geneva yet. But higbio, if he makes a hagbo b'shus ha'nignav, then hagbo koineh b'chamokam. That's what Reb Shimon says. Hagbo is even koineh B'shus HaMoicha, what's the difference? The whole idea behind Mashiach and Hagbah is there's a din of Kinyachotzer. How do you know there's a din of Kinyachotzer? Is that din d'araisa, din d'rabbanan? How do you know there's a din of Kinyachotzer? Because it says by get, b'nosan b'yodo, you have to, the Baal has to put the get into the Yad Ishto. Ein li el yodo chatzer minan, tam lemar, b'nosan mikol makoim, that even chotzer is also like Yad. So there are two kinyanim that everybody agrees by metaltim, kinyan yad, b'nosan b'yodo, and kinyan chotzer. Kinyan yad is b'furish and the pasim, b'nosan b'yodo, kinyan chotzer is learned out of drasha from the Torah Shebaal Peh, b'nosan mikol makoim. The same pasuk appears by Ganav. Him he matzi sin matzi biyod haganev misharach amarat se chaim shnayim mishalim. So the Ganav has to make a kinyan geneva. What kind of kinyan geneva? Yad he matzi sin matzi biyodo. Then the Gemara says only on the biyodo chatzer menan tamlam he matzi sin matzi mikol makom. We assume lo dibetor kol shem beri adam. Whenever you have an expression that's repeated, so we assume that it's for the purpose of a drasha. He matzi sin matzi mikol makom. The chotzer is also good. So the Gemara says if you would have only had the pasuk by Ganav, I would have said maybe it's a Yotzim and a Klal by Ganav. If it only had the Pasuk by Get, I would have thought maybe it's only a Yotzim and a Klal by Get. The Gemara says, Bob and Tzir, Daf Yadav. Once you have two Pesukim, one by Ganav, one by Get, so it's not a Shavashem Behem, that Kinyan Yad works and Kinyan Chotze works. The Kinyan Yad, Kinyan Chotze, this is L'chala Deir's Kinyan. What about Hagboa and Mashiach? So the idea behind Hagboa is a machnas a thing into what's considered my Rishus. By Yad and Chotzer, a machnas a into my rishus, literally, my rishus biyodi. It's in my hand. If I hold on to something like this, hold on to a diploma, part of it is in my hand, part of it is sticking out. So the Nesivus writes, the part that's in my hand is yad, the part that's sticking out is hagbor. That's not yad, unless I hold it like this. So whatever is in my hand is yad, whatever is above is aver yad. Aver yad is good, because the Gemara has that chotzer is good. Another chotzer is good. If something flies over the field and is going to land in the field, so aber chotzer is also kainim. Aber yad and aber chotzer is good. But if it's sideways, whatever is protruding on either side of the hand, that's already kinyan hagbo. So what's the din? Chotzer and yad is mamish literally the thing I was machnasid into my rishus. In mashiach and hagbo, I was machnasid into what's considered my rishus. So that's what's considered. It's considered as if it's my rishus. That works min haTorah. That's only make believe min derabbanim. So that's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish and Perek Hazov. Reish Lakish is of the opinion, but Mashiach and Mufuresh is min haTorah. He has a pasuk. He claims, Reish Lakish claims, he has a pasuk in Chumash that Mashiach works. What's his pasuk? Mashiach and Hagbah. Same thing. Mashiach and Hagbah works min haTorah. Not only Yad and Chotzer. It's in my rishus. Literally, if you do hagbah mishicha, it's considered as if it's in my rishus, and that works. Where's the pasuk? The pasuk says at the end of Chumash Vayikra. It says you're not allowed to cheat in business. A lot of people never heard of that pasuk. There's a din. You're not allowed to cheat in business. So it says in the pasuk, "Chisim karamim kalam isecha alkonam yadam isecha al tono ish esachiv." You're not allowed to overcharge. There's a going rate. And you're not allowed to underpay. You're not allowed to fool the other person into believing that it's worth more. That it's worth more than it really is. That used to be a common practice here in New York. A rabbi would pass away, and he would have a house full of svarim, and the children would be sitting shiva. Children never used the svarim. Then a moichah svarim would come to be Menachem Oval, and he would offer them $500 to buy all the svarim that were worth $100,000. This mamashay knows. If the children know that it's worth $5,000, $500,000, and they're willing to get rid of it for $150, okay. But if the moichah svarim fools them into believing that it's only worth that much, that's an isur hainor. Whether the one who's selling cheats the lokeach by overcharging, or the one who's buying cheats the moichah by underpaying. Chisim kamim kala. Or kodem yara misech, whether he's selling or he's buying. Al tonu ishisochi. You're not allowed to cheat in business. There's one opinion, Svarim Ein Lahem Oinor. A Mishnah like that. If you're selling a Sefer Torah, it's priceless. So Svarim, but I don't think we're passing like that. We don't pass Svarim Ein Lahem Oinor. There is a din of Oinor, even on a Sefer Torah. So that's a machlek, so Reish Lakish is of the opinion that Mashiach and Hagbah, Mashiach and Mufuresh is Min haTorah. Not only Yad and Chotzer work Min haTorah, that's Psukim, Adrasha, Yad and Chotzer, Pasuk and Adrasha, Hagba Mashiach also works ben Torah, the pasuk Okana miyada misecha davar nikta miyad liyad, that the din of Aino only applies to metaltalim, it doesn't apply to karka. Means we spoke many times, the penalty of Aino doesn't apply to karka. The Yisra Aino of course apply. The Chumash gives you the example. You should charge when you sell karka to the lokeach, when you sell karka in Eretz Yisrael to the lokeach, and it's a steachuzi, you're going to get it back when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So you should charge according to how many years are left till Yovel. If you have many years left to Yovel, charge more. If you have few years left, charge less, because you're going to get it back. So you see from the pasuk that is an Yisra Aino by karka. So what do you, the Ramban HaChumash explains, so what is the pasuk b'mayit? Dovra niktam yad liyad, the din of Aino only applies to metaltalim, it means the penalty of Aino. That's how the Chazal knew that there is a penalty of Aino. How did they know that there's a penalty? That if you charged shtus, the one who was cheated has a right to ask for the money reimbursed. If you charge yesem shtus, the one who was cheated has a right to back out from the whole deal. How did they know that there is such a penalty? What they invented, midirabana. Pashtas in the Gemara is not a penalty midirabana. Pashtas is that it's a din daraisa. Where did they get a mocker from the Chumash? There's a penalty by Aino. So the Minchas Chinuch has a whole long paragraph where he explains the Ramban HaChumash. Ramban HaChumash says, they read it over here in between the lines. The Pasuk is Mimayit Karka from Aino, and that's impossible because it says in the Chumash that the din of Aino applies to Karka. You should fix the price by selling Esteachuz and Eretzel according to how many years you have left till Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So you see that there is a din of Aino by Karka. So how can the Tanoim Darshan from the Pasuk only that the din of Aino don't apply to karka, only applies to metaltalim? So they read in between the lines that there are two dinim to Aino. There's an iser and a penalty. What exactly is the penalty? So that's lo mesara kosav al lachachamim. So they established that if it's shtus kona machzor Aino, you have to reimburse him. Yes, and mishtus has a right, bitlamek has a right, if he wants to, he has a right to back out from the whole story. So Rish Lakish is of the opinion, based on that pasuk, that metaltalim aniknim by Mashiach and Hagbo. If you moisa miyad liyad, it doesn't say biyadoi. Akonam miyad amisech. We would have said biyado. So kinyan yad, that we know. Rabbi Yochanan also agrees to that. And also biyado, and he matzah biyado. We know the yad works. We know the chatzah works. Ishlok just learned now from the pasuk that even Mashiach and Hagbo also works in a Torah. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, and he says that Mashiach and Hagbo is only a takonim of the Rabban. Doesn't work minatur. What works minatur? Vartur and Mois kindness. If you pay for the metaltalim, then you kind. Halacha Maisa, we know what the din is. That if you made a kinyan Mashiach and Hagbo, you can't back out. Period. That's the end of the story. You can't back out. So according to Rish Lakish, that's a diminator. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that's only a takana of the Rabbana based on Hefka Bezna Hefka. The Chachamim made many, many, many takanas and dinim amenis where they changed the dinim deraisa because it was a tzorich. And it's all based on the power of Hefka Bezna Hefka. So according to Resh Lakish, Mashiach and Hagbo work minator. According to Rabbi Yechanan, only works min the Rabban. So here again, so Shmuel makes a statement that you can be kind of nevekneini with kinyanim metaltalim, and the Gemara doesn't say it's totally in the machlekes of Shimon and Tanakama, where they can be kind of nevekneini b'hagbo. Sounds like Shmuel's din is muskum l'choladeus. Mashiach works for sure. If it's going to be a koach hacham yurabai, so then it depends if it's a bardas, if it's an adult, then it's not a koach hacham yurabai. Then he made the Mashiach. The Mashiach has to be made by the lokech, not by someone else. So it sounds like Shmuel's, then everybody agrees. So why is there a machlekes Reb Shimon in the Tanakhama where there could be a rabba lo? Let's go again. Reb Shimon says, Latecha chazok igdol mehagbo, shagbo kane b'chol mokam. What do you mean b'chol mokam? Even b'shu samoicher. When you do a hagbo in the store, and you do a mashiach in the store, it's not kane. It's not considered your machnas and into what's considered your rishus. It's in this store, it's in the rishus hamoicher, it's in the rishus of the nignav, the ganav. The animal dies before the ganav had a chance to take it out of the rishus of the nignav. He never made a kinyan mashiach, he never made a kinyan gereva. So the gazlan is not chayv beyond sin, and the ganav is not chayv kefil. He didn't make the kinyan mashiach, but if he made a kinyan hagbah is kinyan even rishus on nignav. even b'shuvas hamecha hagbos kana b'chol mokom. So the Gemara says, my kamar, what did Reb Shimon say over here? What exactly, what is he making at Sushal? Since hagbo kana b'chol mokom, therefore hagbo works over here by the Eved Kanani. What's going on? Gemara said, pshat amar avashi, pshat is like this. It could be a hula rabbo. If I get the Eved to pick me up, I can't reach the fire escape, I can't reach, I have to climb up and get something. The Eved picks me up, kinoi, that's chazoke. Like hilbisho, herchitzo, sochai, he does some service for me. That's a kinya chazoke. That's a kinya chazoke. Higbio rabbo lo, if the Odon picks him up, lo kinoo, Amrab Shimon is not so. Lo teik chazoke, gdol mehagbah, shakbo nebuchal mokam. So it's a machlekes tanakam Reb Shimon where the hakbo works. Why all of a sudden machlekes hakbo? Why not a machlekes by Mashiach also? I would have said it's totally zebizem. So the Gemara doesn't say it's totally zebizem. So that's why I mentioned last time there's a Rashbaman Bobet Basran Daphne with Gimel on the base, but this Gemara appears there, the whole same Gemara appears. Rashbam has one line. He says the reason for the Tanakama that Higdio Rabba Lo doesn't work is because that's not normal. That the Odom picks up the Eved, he's an adult. If I'm buying a little baby Eved Knein and I pick up the little baby, okay, then the Tanakhama will agree. Adults pick up little babies, that's normal. But if he's an adult, he's a big fat Eved Knein and I'm going to pick him up, that's not normal. If the Eved picks me up, he's servicing me. So that's a Kenya Chazak, like Hilbisho, Irchitzo, Socho. He does service for me. He's doing service for me. But if I pick him up, so the Rashbam says the reason for the Tanakama, Tanakama also agrees with Shmuel that the Eved Knaini is basically Metaltalim. Kinyonim Metaltalim work. He's Hukash Lekarkas and Kinyonim Karka also work, the Mishnah says. Also work. But Shmuel says basically the Eved Knaini is a Metaltalim. So Kinyonim Metaltalim work also. The only reason why the Tanakama holds that Hagbo doesn't work to be kind of the Eved, because it's not normal.
But when it comes to making kinyonim on big animals, The Rambam writes in the second parak of Hilchos Mechira that even though it's not normal to pick them up, you can still make a kinyon with a kinyon hagbah,
right,
on a very big animal.
That's how we paskin like Reb Shimon. Good. We paskin like Reb Shimon. That is good by the Eved Knaini also.
The Rambam seems to indicate that you couldn't make a kinyon hagbah on an Eved. He seems like
he paskins like the Tanakama.
He never says it explicitly, but he seems to indicate that you couldn't make a Kenyan by picking up the Eved.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Rambam in Beis of Machira, he writes that Hagbah does work, and he says
Hagbah does work by what?
Both ways, he writes.
Like Reb Shimon.
Right, he says the Chenim Hagbah Aradah Sa'eved Kano, but he's also that within Ketzad B'Chazaka. But the way we've been explaining it is that it's
two different kinyanim.
So if
the Eved picks me up, that's Ketzer b'chazoka. If I pick up the Eved, that's not b'chazoka.
It looks like the Rambam thinks that is within
Chazaka. I don't know. I assume Pashat Pshat, like this Rashbam, in Bava Basa Dafnun Gim. I don't know the Rambam, what you're saying, maybe a steer in the Rambam. Maybe he doesn't agree with what I'm saying.
But within the Rashbam, though, if it's a Metaltalim, even if it's strange, why would that matter? Because picking something up, meaning Chazaka, you have to show ownership of it. I brought the kinyan regardless. Why would that matter?
Yes, so that's a good question. So according to the Rashbam, it sounds like there's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Tanakama. What's the din if you make a kinyan hagbo a metaltalim in an abnormal fashion? Are you kinyan or not? If you make a kinyan hagbo in an abnormal fashion, where do you have a din of doing things in an abnormal fashion? So usually in Hilchos Shabbos you have a din like that. If you do a malocha galacha yad, the worst it can be is only a malocha derabban. It's not going to be a malocha derais. Why is that in Hilchos Shabbos? Because it says by the Mishkan, when the women did all the prayer, men and the women, a lot of work was done by the women, everything was done malachas machshavos. And we learn out all of Hilchos Shabbos from the Mishkan, because the Torah says, you also the Mikdosh, but you shouldn't violate Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara learns that all the Lamentas of his Malachas, all the major activities, Hachtav and Mishkan Chashiv and Korel Yav, that's the first Av in Baba Kama. All the major activities that were needed for building the Mishkan are considered Malachas, and it's only a Malacha if it's done the way they did in the Mishkan, Malachas Mashevis. So if you do a Malacha, let's say a person is a righty, writes with the left hand, So that's kalachayad. A person dials on a telephone. Normally he's a right, he dials with the right hand. He's going to dial with the left hand, so that's kalachayad. So it's only going to be the rabbonim. It's not going to be a malacha deraisa. So we know that if you do something in an abnormal fashion in Hilchos Shabbos, lowers it to the level of an Issa derabbanan. Not going to be an Issa deraisa. Yeah. Do we have this concept of kalachayad, of shaloi kederach? Do we have it in other areas of halacha, or is it only in Hilchos Shabbos? So Rabbi Chana Vassman has an essay where he collects quite a few other places where there's a din that if you do it in an abnormal way, there's no violation of these. So there is room to say over here that Hagbah, the Rashbam learns in the Tanakhama, that if you do Hagbah Kalach Hayad, even though it's not Hilchos Shabbos, if you do Hagbah Kalach Hayad, you need a Maisa Hagbah. So since this is not a normal way to do a Hagbah, to pick up a big fat Eved, to pick up a big adult, not a little baby Eved, to pick up a big adult, so that's not Koina. Yeah. And what do the Chachamim disagree? So it could be the Reb Shimon, Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds that Higbio Rabolo is not Koina, because it's Kalachayad. Reb Shimon disagrees and he says, what do I care if it's Kalachayad? The whole reason why Hagbah is kind of because it's considered as if you are machnas it into what's considered your rishus. So bottom line, it's, let's say a kinya chotzer, kinya yad, kinya chotzer. By hilka by crook, it's in my chotzer, it's in my yad. So here by Hagbah, it's not that the maisa Hagbah is the kinya. It's considered as if the chayfetz is in my rishus. It's being in my rishus is kind of. Let's say like this. I make the Erev in the apartment building where I live. So I ask my next door neighbor, she should pick up her hands, and I put a box of matzah in her hand, and I say she should hold it, have in mind to be kind of shoot to us all the Shem Shabbos who live here. Now, going to move until Pesach. So she's holding the box like this, so it's shuti. So Hagbah, the Gemara says you have to pick up Hagbah Tefach. It's a machlekes Rashi, we saw the Rashi the other day. Rashi says Hagbah, you always need three tefach. And Tosafot disagrees. Here, that was the top Rashi over here. Chavav and Aleph. We saw the other day, Rashi says, Hagbah Shloshet Tefach. Tosafot disagrees with Rashi, Hagbah is enough Tefach. They quoted Beferish Gemara in the end of Erevin. When you make an Erev, and you have to be kind of shut for, so Hagbah Tefach is good. So even Rashi agrees, Tosafot, even Rashi agrees. Since the whole need for Erev Yechatzeris is only with the Rabbanon, that you should be shut for him in the Baksa Matzahs, so even Rashi agrees that a Tefach is enough. You make it, it's strange. But that's even Rashi is made over there, that a Tefach is enough. So when I give it to the next neighbor, she holds the box of matzahs, does she have to pick it up a higher, a tefach? No, it says in Shulchan Aruch, she doesn't have to. She's holding it a tefach above the ground. She's already holding it a tefach. If she would be holding her hands on the table, and I put the box of matzahs in her hands, so she has to be magdeh tefach. If she's sitting on the floor, her hands are on the floor, so if it's her hands are within a tefach to the floor, so then there's no hagbah tefach. But if she's standing with her hands high up, she's standing up by the doorway, and I put the box matzahs in her hand. So it already is mukbat tefach min akarka. It is mukbat tefach min al shulchan. So you don't need a hagbo tefach. You don't need a, by hagbo, bikitzer, you don't need a maisa hagbo. You need, the end result should be, the chayfetz is mukbat, a tefach above the ground or above the table. I say above the ground, above the table. The Gemara has that ben geir to bench in the zumen. When you bench, halakos, so you're supposed to, if you just hold on to the cup like this, so that's not called higbi alakos. You have to pick it up. If you just pick it up a little bit, that's not called hagba. You have to pick it up tefach. The Gemara says that you have to pick up tefach. I told you this with Rabbeinu Schwinkel. He had a very good sense of humor. He was a big kibitzer. So he said he was once at a Sheva Brachas, and the mechaber him that he should bench. So they gave him a gigantic size kos. So he said, what's this all about? He said, Chazanish is Shir of Revius. So he picked it up like this. So he said, what's that all about? He said, Chazanish is Shir Tefach. Picked it up like this. He was a big kibitzer. Had a very good sense of humor. Chaim Shmalev was also had a very good sense of humor. He would crack jokes in the middle of the Shir, but the Talmidim would be so stern, they wouldn't even crack a smile. He would be joking in the middle of the Shir, and they would sit there with the aim of a year, like Maimon Hasina, after. The Gemara has it that the Amoraim used to say, some of the Amoraim said a milsa de b'dichusa before they started the Shia. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how are you allowed to do that? The halacha says when the Rebbe tells over the shiur, when the Rebbe transmits the Torah to the next generation, has to be just like an Maim Hasin, be'em of b'yir b'resas of v'ziyah. How can he say milsa de b'dichusa? So the Gemara, the end of Ksubis has two terutzim on this. So one terutz is they said milsa de b'dichusa before they began the shiur. Once you start the shiur, you're not allowed to make any milsa de b'dichusa. And the other terutz is the minhag olam is not so. And the other terutz in the Gemara is that the Rebbe can crack all the jokes he wants. The Talmidim have to be be'em of b'yir b'resas of v'ziyah. So that's Rab Chaim Shmuel Levitz was Mekel, like the other Shita. And the Talmidim Taka said, Be'im Abir. The Minhag Olam is that the Talmidim laugh also. Not only the Rebbe jokes around, the Talmidim laugh also. That's Kineged Agmar. So the Rebbe Zoyvan Lif Neiver. I don't know. The Rebbe cracks a joke in the middle. Talmidim laugh. It's not Be'im Abir Beresis of Aziyah. So Nachamal. So we assume, that says in Hilcha Shabbos, in Hilcha Zayruvi Chatzeris, if you put the box of matzahs into someone else's hand and the hand is mukbatefach above the karka, above the shulchan, there's no need for them to pick it up higher. You don't need a maisa hagbo. All you need is that the chefe should be mukbatefach above the shulchan, or above the karka, wherever it is, like when you bench mezumah. So the Gemara says, if he's sitting on the floor and the becher is on the floor, so you have to pick it up a tefach from the floor. If the cup is sitting on the table, and the person is going to bench mezumah ala kos, a kiddush, avdolah, whatever, you have to pick it up a tefach above the table. So you're also by hagbor also. So by hagbor, it's not so much. The Tanakhama holds that since you did the mais hagbor in a mishuna digger fashion, so the Rashbam learns that's why it's not kainan. Not because evik naini is hukish lekarka and kinyanim metaltalim don't work. No, he's also masking with shmuel. Mashiach would work, and a hagbor should also work. But the Rashbam explains the reason for the Tanakhama saying that Hagbor doesn't work is because it's Kalachayad, and the din of Kalachayad is not only applicable to Hilcha Shabbos because of Malachas Malsheba Sasvatar, it applies in other areas of Halacha as well. If you're supposed to do a Maisa and you did the Maisa in an abnormal fashion, that doesn't bring about a result, it doesn't count. But over here, we pass like Reb Shimon, that you don't need a Maisa Hagbor, you just need a Chefer should be Mugba. You don't need a Maisa Hagbor at all. As long as the chayfetz is mugba, because chotzer and yad, you're kind of because it is in my rishus, and hagbor is kind of because it's considered as if it's in my rishus. So considered as if it's in my rishus, you don't need a mice hagbor. So even if the mice is abnormal, irregular, so Reb Shimon says it's still good. That's a zog. Shlote chazok egdala mehagbor, shagbor kainer b'chal mokem means even kainer. Rishus HaMoicher. Why? Because it's considered as if it's nichnas into my rishus. It's not resting on his table. It's, when I go shopping in the store and I make a hagbor, I'm koina b'hagbor. The storekeeper can't back out once I make a hagbor. I can't make a meshicha b'chotzer HaMoicher, but I can make a hagbor, and hagbor is koina b'chol mokem. Because it's considered as if it entered into my rishus, it left his rishus, and entered my rishus. So that's what Reb Shimon says, so Mimele, it's kind of by virtue of the fact that it is mukba, not because I made a maisech hagbor. So even if it's kalachayad, even if it's abnormal, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. So it's also kind of. You say the Rambam writes that it's kind of, but there is chazoke. That's it sounds a little bit like that from Reb Shimon. Letei chazoke gdola me hagbor. It sounds like. But he says hagbor kind of b'chamokon. Hagbor kind of b'chamokon means hagbor. I don't know. It's the Loshon HaGemara, Loshon HaTana, Loshon HaBrais is like that. I don't know what to make out of that, but the Poshim Shat is that it's Hagbor. Hagbor is kind of. I think Mar has a funny comment about the Shivcha Knadi should be kind of be because it's Hagbor. So I think Mar says it's not, that's not called service of the own. That's not called Hagbor. Yeah. Now I think Mar tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Hindavor Ger, Shein Lo Yorshim Havin.
Why is it only about a chazal? Why isn't he with Vishen?
Why is what?
Why isn't that a chazal?
Why isn't a chazal when I pick up the Eved?
No, he actually recognizes that I have reduced. I treat her like someone who I can tell to do whatever I want.
Maybe because it's an Issa? Maybe because it's not a legitimate service.
I'm a regular
Ebbe Kanadi,
that
can't be clean,
it's not going on
Shabbos
by doing
a lot of
their
rights. I don't know. It's a good question. don't know.
Yeah. I think the Ramban says you can only make a kinyan chazaka if, like what Rebbe said, it has to be b'derech haduso. So if I own a shifcha kenainis, it's not her responsibility to be nevelas to me. So it's not something she would do as that wouldn't constitute a kinyan chazaka.
Mm-hmm. That's not one. It's not an activity that the Eved is meshuva to do.
Right. Uh-huh. So both of them are nana. Isn't that what it's saying in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Both are nana, so this isn't. You can't tell if this maisa specifically is her representation of her abdus, because she could also be doing it because this is what she.
She enjoys it. Yeah.
You can't tell the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So the Gemara tells a story. There was a ger. What's a din? Whenever anybody dies, so the mama goes birusha. Some people have a mistaken attitude that a person dies has no children, so they think the property becomes hefker. That's not true. The property does not become hefker. It goes to their nephews, to their nieces. It goes to their brothers, their sisters. They have ein lo chod misosh, ein lo yoshim. Every Jewish person has relatives, unless he's a ger. So ger is ger shen iskak kutn shenol adam. He's not related to a soul in the world until he gets married, and then the din is the wife never yashins the husband. So if all he has in the world is his wife, the ger converted. All he has is his wife. Wife doesn't yashin the husband. But if they had children, so then the children get Yerusha. But if he has no children, Gershon Meis Bein Lo Yerushim, he's not related to anybody, because Gershon is Gar Kutn Shonel Adomi. We spoke about that on different occasions. The Chasam Seif and the Chidushim and Abayi Dezara raises the question, where in the world did the Tanoim see this? Where did they get this idea from? A wild idea that Gershon is Gar Kutn Shonel Adomi. So he says, and if they got it from the Pasuk, the Parsha of Gez Lager, it says in Chumash, if you stole from somebody and you swore falsely that you don't owe him the money, and then you admit that you swore falsely, you have to give back Kerem Chumash and you have to bring Asham Gzelos. That's one of the six Hashamas, is Asham Gzelos. Shvos HaPikodin. The Perek is called Shvos HaPikodin, and we usually call it Asham Gzelos. So then it says, you have to give back the Kerem Chumash, and then after you give the Kerem Chumash, then you have to bring Asham Gzelos. What happens if the person died from whom you stole? I stole from him 50 years ago, and he died already. So it says, you give it to the Yorshim. And then it says, mainly ish goyle hoshiv hoshem elov. If he died and he has no Yorshim, so then hoshem hamushiv al Hashem lakonim yihyeh. You give it. That's one of the chof talad matnas kuna. You give the kerem v'chaimish of gez lager. That's called parshas gez lager. You give it to the Yorshim. You give it to the kohanim. And then you're able to bring the Asham Gezeilah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, li'ish goyel l'hoshiv hoshim? How is that? Chiyesh adam yisrael she'en lo goyelim. Every Jew has a yoresh. If he doesn't have children, he has nephews, he has brothers, sisters, he has extended family. There's always family. There's always someone who can yarshin. How is that possible? What, the whole Shevet died out? The whole Klal Yisrael died out? How is it possible? Gemara says, refers to Gez Lager. So the Chasam Sofer says, is that the Pshat? That's where they figured out this cloud that Gershon is got cut in Shinol Adami from the parsha of Gez Lager. So he says maybe it means Ein Li'ish Goel, means I don't know who the Yorshim are. Like the Gemara says, that's the Gemara we didn't learn yet. Li'ish ki lo yila goel, v'chi yesh lo ma'isol she'en lo goel, ma'al ezesh yesh lo b'en eroi tzalikach. Or he has yesh lo and he can't afford to buy. So the Gemara says that expression in the Chumash, ish ki lo yila goel, doesn't mean absolutely he doesn't have any relatives. No. Every Jew has a goyel. Means the goyel doesn't want to be part of the karka, he doesn't want to do gulas krovim, or he can't afford to do gulas krovim. So maybe over here also. Mainly, maybe just mean you don't know who the relatives are. Someone died, not a ger. Someone died, you don't know who the relatives are. How did the chazal know? How did the tanoim know that it's talking about gez lager? How did they know it's talking about Gez Lager? Where did they know this from, that Gershon is Gar Kanshin Adam? One could translate the pasuk differently. Mainly, Ishgal means you don't know who the Yorshim are. So where did they get this idea from? So that's the Chasam Sofer raises that question. So the Meshech Chochmah, he spoke about it, Meshech Chochmah says, is based on the pasuk that after 3 days before Maimon HaSinah, everybody had to be Pirish Menu Ishim. And then after Maimon HaSinah, Moshe Rabbeinu tells everybody else, Shuvah Lachem Liyoholechem. He tells them the name of Rabban Shalom. Everybody can go back to their wives because the Maimon HaSinah is over. So the Meshech Chochmah raises that question. What do you mean everybody can go back to their wives? They were just given the whole Taryag Mitzvahs, and the list of prohibited relatives is much bigger than the Jews than it is by the non-Jews. So maybe there were people who were married to their aunts. So by B'nai Noach, that's permissible. You're permitted to marry your aunt. And by after Matan Tari, not allowed to live with Yerin. So how can he tell everybody, Shuvah Lechem Yolechem, everybody can go back to their wives? So it must be a raya that you say, Gershon is Gaka, Kotten Shanel Adami. So that Meshach Chachman, that's usually assumed. Not that we don't accept like that. We assume like the Maharami Prague writes in the Gur Aryeh. The Shev Shmaitz in the Hagdamah to his Sefer quotes this Gur Aryeh. That Gershon is Gaka, Kotten Shanel Adami did not apply in Maimon Hasina. It applies to every other Gershon except for Maimon Hasina. So that's the question, where do you know it from? But that's a halacha. We know that there is a din of Gershon has got cut and Shanala Dami is not related to anybody. We had already the din that the Ger is Yorish, the father midirabbanan, Kedesh al Yachzel Asuro. He shouldn't decide to go back to his original religion. So that's midirabbanan that made a takon. But on the level of the Raisa, we say cut and Shanala Dami is not related to the father anymore. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar. What does it mean, Hindavar? Rashi says he came from India. He converted. He was a Gershon Meis Vein Lo Yorshim, and he was about to die. Cholash. He was deathly sick. Oh, Mazutra Lishiyuli Bey. Mazutra went to be Mevaka Chayla. And he sees that I'm not a Chayla. He's a Goysis. He's holding Mamish by the end. So Goysis is Kachai. A Goysis is Kachai. He didn't die yet. Chazi the Takef Le'alma Tuva. He's very, very sick, holding by Gesisa. And he wanted to be Zeichem. After he's going to die, so all of his property is going to become Hefker, and it's up for grabs, Kol HaKoidim Zocha. So Marzucha wanted to be Koina, the Evet Kanaini that he had. So he instructed, Amalei Avdei, so Marzucha tells the Evet Kanaini that they had, Shlofli Misana, please take off my shoes, Amtino Lebesam, please carry it to my home. He lived a few blocks away. So that was going to take 20 minutes till he's going to walk home. And he assessed that by the time he puts it in my home, Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar will already die. So because my Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar is alive, I don't have the ability to be kind of his Evid Kanaini. It's not Hefke yet. It still belongs to Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar. But the minute that he's going to die, so then I'll be kind of the Evid Kanaini with which Kenyan? With which Kenyan is it? What is it? Kenyan Mashiach? He's walking towards now. It's the Kenyan Chazaka. He's doing service for me. He's delivering a package for me to my home. That's a Kenya Chazaka. So I'll be kind of with a Kenya Chazaka. So the question is, how old was this Eved? Was he before Bar Mitzvah or after Bar Mitzvah? So the Gemara says two versions of the story. Ikadami, one version has it, Godel Havi, the Eved was a Bar Mitzvah, Zep Pirish Lemisa, Zep Pirish Lechayim. Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar dies, and Mazutra was kind of the Eved. Kozman Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar was alive, he owns the Eved, he owns all of his property. The second he dies, so his property becomes Hefker, and the first second that it becomes Hefker, so Mazutra is kind of the Eved. Zeh Pirish Lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda Hindavar dies, Zeh Mazutra Pirish Lechaim, he's kind of the Eved, Zeicha Mena Hefker. The Ikad, the Amanada version has it, that Kotten Havet, the Eved was before Bar Mitzvah. Even if the child is a genius, even the Vilna Gaon, the day before Bar Mitzvah, we say, Echereshah to be gotten, Allah b'nei das nino. What's the din if you want to be koina min ahefker? So you need das koina. To be zeichem min ahefker, we assume that you need das koina. And a kotten cannot be koina. That's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the middle of Gittin. Mishnah Gittin, Perek HaSholech, the first Mishnah in Perek HaSholech, starts off with the Takana de Rabbanon. In Hilchas Gittim in Bnei Tikkun Ha'olam, that you're not allowed to be mevat l'shaliach, shalev b'fanav. If I sent a shliach to deliver a get to my wife, and then I back out, and the shliach is going to deliver the get. He doesn't have a cell phone, so I have no way of notifying him. He doesn't have email, and I can't notify my wife. And I make a declaration where I am. The shliach is halfway to California now. I make a declaration, I back out from the shliach, as I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. So then the shliach has no right to deliver the get, but he doesn't know that I backed out. So he's going to give the get to my wife. She's not going to know that the get is not valid, that I backed out. She's going to remarry. She's going to have children from this. I'm still alive. She's going to have children from the second wife. They'll be mamzer. She'll be in violation of the Blay Sinuf. So that's terrible. So they made a takana de Rabbanon. You're not allowed to be mevatel get shalei b'fanov, shalei b'fnei ha-shaliach, because it'll come out a big takola. So then the Mishnah, because the Mishnah quoted that takana b'fnei tikkun olam, so the Mishnah has a series of additional takanas that were made by Tikkun Olam, and then the Tosefta elaborates more. You have another two times as many. More takonis medrabanim netikan oilim. So the Mishnah lists off there one of the takonis medrabanim oilim. The first takonis is in Hilchas Gittin, about being mevatel shlech shlo b'fanim. Then all the other takonis have nothing to do with Gittin. Kruzbul is mentioned there. So one of the other takonis is that tzias cherish oit v'katan is only gezel m'pnei dakei shalom. You're not allowed to take away. Why is it only gezel m'pnei dakei shalom? Because the cherish oit v'katan ala b'nei das. And the assumption is that in order to be zoich amena hefke, you have to be a bar das. You have to have das koinim. We paskin like the Tosfos, we spoke a few times, paskin like the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, das ha-mechesem beis, Tosfos has two opinions. What if there's a das ha-cheres makna? What if somebody gives a gift to a cotton? If never there's das ha-cheres makna, then we paskin the cotton as koinim in our Torah, you don't need das koinim. But if it's zoich amena hefke, the cotton wants to be zoich amena hefke, then you do need das koinim. And a cherish to be cotton, a cotton day before bar mitzvah, even if he's a genius, he doesn't have das al pidin. So here, the Gemara quotes, there's a machlokes hatanoim. There's a machlokes hatanoim here. The Gemara says, the lo kabashol, if he should assume the second version, the ikad the amri, cotton have, that the evid whom marzutra was koine, zechem and a hefker, by doing a kinyan chazoke, that he's doing service for Mazutra, was an Eved Kotna, he was before Bar Mitzvah, and it's the Loika B'shol, the Tanya, there's a Machloika Satanoim in the Braisa. Ger Shemesa Bizbizisolas Nechas, but Ger dies, and he's not related to a soul in the world, he never had any children, and even if he's married, the wife doesn't Yarshan the husband. So everything is up for grabs. The business is on the house. Everybody grabbed something. Everybody's kinda, the karka, the metal, whatever he has. And the man who died, the ger who died, had in his ownership avodim knainim. So the Tanakama is of the opinion, ben gdoilim, ben ktanim, konu atzman b'nei chorim. Even though a kotna is a la bardas, and to be zirchem and a hefker, Matthias Kot Menahefka is only midirabbonim of Neidak Yisholim. It's not Minat Torah. But over here, the Tanakama holds, Ben Gedoyle, Ben Ktanim, Kono Atzman, Ben Echorin. Why is that? Abasho Loimer. No, Gedoyle, Kono Atzman, Ben Echorin. Ktanim, Kono Amachsek, Behem, Zoche, Behem. A Kotin doesn't have Das Al Pidin. So a Kotin can be Koina himself. Just like Matthias Kotin is only midirabbonim of Neidak Yisholim is going to cause Machloikis. Matthias Kotin means he found the Matthias in the street. So then you're afraid. I'm going to grab the thing from the kid because he's not bar mitzvah, and then the kid is going to go back tell his father. Father's going to come and punch me in the face, and I'm going to fight. It's going to cause a whole machlokes. But over here, the kid doesn't have a father. It's a situation of a ger, of an eved cotton. So here they never made a takana; they left it on a din deraisa. So Abishol says, "Ktanim, they can't be koina from hefker. They can't be zechan themselves from hefker." So he says, the cotton remains hefker. So the Gemara says, Ika di Amri, the second version have is cotton have. And why was Mazutra so concerned? Shlofli misanim antina lebesa, zen pirish lachaim. I saw to it that the Eved will be at my service at the time that Rabbi Yudahin Devor is going to die. What was I so nervous about? I can wait till after he dies and then make the kinyan on the Eved. Why do I have to be so concerned? The answer is because it's the lo kabashol, the koi kabashol, the ktanim remain hefker. The cotton can be zeichen himself. So I didn't have to rush to make the kinyan mechayim, that it should be kinyan the first second that the ger dies, first second Rabbi Yudahin Devor dies, before the Eved is going to be zeichen himself, can be zeichen himself. Ktanim remain hefker. The cotton can be zechem and hefker. They never made a takana de rabbanim. Takana de rabbanim only was mitzias cherusher to the cotton. Mitzias cotton is mid rabbanim. But over here they never made a takana, so they left it on a din deraisa. So the eved cotton will remain hefker even till tomorrow. It'll be kolakadim zach even tomorrow. It doesn't have to be a big rush. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. We'll have to discuss the Tosfos right away. So what is this machlokes hatanoim? How come the Tanakama doesn't agree? Tanakama doesn't know that Mishnah in the middle of Gittin, that Mitzias Kotten doesn't work Minat Torah, it's only Takonim and the Rabbanim. Why does the Tanakama hold over here that he is Kohen himself? What Kenyan is the Eved making in himself? What Kenyan is the Eved making in himself? the Pasha Pshat in this Braisa is Lechorba that the Knaini is Iskish Lekarka, but Kinyonim et Taltalim also work because he is. That's what Shmuel said before. No one disagrees with Shmuel. Pasha Pshat in this Braisa is based on what Shmuel said. Kinyonim et Taltalim work. The basic Kinyonim et Taltalim is Chotzer and Yad. Those are the two psukhna, pasuk by the God of Himotzi, Simotzi, Biyodah, and pasuk, Venosim, Biyodah. So we say Yad is good by Gnevim, by Get, and Kolot, Arkula. And Chotzer is also good, but Marba Chotzer is good both by Ganev and by Get. And we derive Kolot, Arkula from these two. So what's the basis of Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Chotzer? The thing is in my Rishus. See here also, an Evid is in his own Rishus, by definition. Every person is in his own Rishus. A Kolzman, that somebody owns me, I'm the Eviknani. Kozman, somebody owns me as an Eviknani, I belong to him, so I'm in his rishus. Once he dies, I go to the Yerush. But if there is no Yerush, the owner was a Gershom Beis Vein Lo Yashim, there is no Yerush. So I become Hefker, so I am in my own rishus. So by definition, every person is in his own rishus. It doesn't have to be, I'm in a chotzer, and the chotzer belongs to me. This is, conceptually, I'm in my own rishus. Like we had that Tosis in Sanhedrin. There's a big Tosis in Sanhedrin Davav where Tosis brings the six rayas, the Mechila and its Tzricha Kinyan. Somebody owes me money, I say I'm Moichel, and then a week later I change my mind and I say I want you to pay the money. So once I was Moichel, I can't make you pay the money. So Tosis brings a lot of rayas. So why is Taka? Why is that so? How come Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan? So the stipler there has in his Sefer on Sanhedrin, he collects three different explanations given by the Rishonim why Mechila ain't a Tzvicha Kinyan. So he quotes from the Mordechai, who has a Lashon, Mechila ain't a Tzvicha Kinyan, you owe me $1,000 on Moichel, so you're cutting with the Kinyan Chotzer. What do you mean? The $1,000 that you owe me is a debt. It's an abstract thing. It's not a tangible thing. If I left my shoes and you're a Chotzer, and I say, I give you permission to be cutting with Kinyan Chotzer, so you're cutting with Talklum. I drive an automobile into your parkway, into your garage, so you kind of with the Kinya Chotzer, the object, the metatum is in your Chotzer. Over here, there is no tangible object at all. It's a debt that you owe me. So that's what the Mordechai holds. It doesn't matter if the loiva owes money to the malva or the lakech owes money to the moicher. So the amount of money, the chov is bishus haloiva. He didn't pay me the money. The chov is bishus haloiva. So when I say you can be koina the chayiv is in what's considered your rishus. That's not physically in your rishus. It's not a tangible object that it can be physically in your rishus. It's considered a kinyan chotzer. So here also, every person is b'shus atzmai. So the so the Tanakhama is of the opinion that the Eved is koina himself, like a kinyan chotzer. Every person is in his own rishus. Kozman is in Eved, he's owned by the Odon, so he's owned by the Odon, so he's in his Rishus. The Odon dies, he has a Yerush, so he's in the Rishus of the Yerush. The Odon dies, he's a Gershom Beis Vein Lo Yerushim. So then, he becomes Hefker. So you say, when the Eved becomes Hefker, he's in his own Rishus. So he's kind of himself, by definition. He's Rishus Atzmai. So the din is, Chatzir Shalom Koina Lo Shalom Midaitai. Chatzir is Koina. You don't have to have Das Kinyan. You can't say, how can a cotton be Kaina? He's allowed by Das. It's not a problem. You don't need Das for Kinyan Chatzah. For Kinyan Yad, the Pashtas also you don't need. You don't need Das. For Yad and Chatzah, you don't need Das. It's, the thing is, Mamish in my Rishus. So the Tanakhama holds, doesn't make a difference whether he's a Ger cotton, whether it's an Evid cotton or an Evid Godel. Ben Gdel, Ben Gdel, Kano, Atzma, Benecher. A cotton cannot be coin unless you have das acheres makna. Here, the cotton wants to be zechem and a hefker. That's if the cotton is going to make a kinyan hakboa on the metaltler. He finds $100 bill in the street, he picks it up. He finds a diamond ring, he picks it up. So when you make a kinyan hakboa, you have to have das koina to be koina. Unless it's das acheres makna, so there's no need for das koina. But over here, he's koina by virtue of the fact that every person who is not owned by someone else is b'shu satzmai. It's like a kinyan chotzer. So chatzir shalod and kodan lo shaloi midaitoi. There's an opinion in the Shita Mukubetzes. Pashtus is not like that opinion. There's an opinion in the Shita Mukubetzes in the end of Bava Metzia and Daf Kuv Beis that chotzer kodan shaloi midaitoi is only mid the Rabbanon. Menater chotzer is only kodan midaitoi. The Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. Pashtus chotzer is kodan shaloi midaitoi. It's a dim menater. by virtue of the fact that the thing is a Maichotzer, I'm kind of. See, it also the Tanakam holds being Ktanim, being Gdoilim, Kano Atzma Benechor. And Abba Shaul disagrees, and he says, no, the Gdoilim are Bnei Das. Just like Metzias Katan is only Midi Rabbanon, a Katan wants to be Zeichem and a Hefker. Can't be Zeichem and a Torah, because he need Das Kaina. When you have Das Achas Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. Here, the Gershom is mainly Yoshim. There is no Das Makna. So a Katan cannot be Kaina and a Torah. They never made a Takan over here. So he says, the Ktanim, they remain Hefker. They can't be Kaina themselves, just like.
Not even Midi Rabbanon, in other words, that.
Right? Apparently, Midi Rabbanon, they made a takanim if they darkei shalom, because it's going to cause friction. The father's going to come. The kid is going to tell the father that I picked up a ring and someone grabbed it from me. The father's going to come and pick a whole fight with me. But over here, by the Avikaini Kot, no issue of the father coming and making a fight. So apparently, they never made it. Abishol has never made a takanim the Rabbanon. Tanakama sounds like he holds Minatora, the Kaina. Minatora, the Bink Doyle Mink Tanim. The Kainim and HaTorah. And Abba Shaul says no. That G'dolim Konam Atzma Menecharen, because the G'dolim Abnei Das, and the Ketanim Konam Achse Bem Zohar Bohem.
You have a cotton who knows that he's, what it means to be free. He's not a baby cotton, he's 12 years old.
Yeah.
Nobody's making me do anything.
Yeah.
So should make me the Rabbanon also there. He should have.
I don't know. Apparently not. The Shach wanted to paskin against everything that we're saying. Shach says that the Rishalmi says against Tosis. Tosis says all of this. That whenever you have Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. Whenever there's no Das Acheres Makna, then you need Das Kaina. And that's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Metzias Katan is only with the Rabbanim, if nei Dar Kishon. So the Shach disagrees with the whole thing. He says, you never need Das Kaina. Even by an Aveda, you never need Das Kaina. Because the Rishalmi says on that Mishnah, Metzias Katan is only Dark Yisholim. Gezim, if Nei Dark Yisholim is only Mitzias Katan, Shelo Higir Lonis Aputas. He's such a young child, he doesn't understand the concept of ownership. It's mine, it's yours. Abizerchem et Ahefke. But if it's a Katan, Shigir Lonis Aputas, the Katan understands what ownership means. So then the Shach thinks that Din should be like the Rishalmi, that the Katan is kind of an Atar. There's no need, there's never any Din of Das Kaina. There's only a Din of Das Makna. If I own something, I want to be mafkirit, I want to give it to you, but maton, I want to sell it, so then there's a need for das makna. But there's never any need for das kaina. Just the child, the one who's acquiring ownership, has to understand what ownership means. So if he's so young, lo higir lo nesaput, he doesn't understand ownership, then mitzios katan is only gezel mifnei dak shom. If he understands ownership, then the kid is kainim and atar, there's never a need for das kaina. The Shach thinks that we shouldn't paskan like Tosis. He says Tosis interpreted that the Babli holds like that, and it's not true. There is no Babli that contradicts the Yerushalmi. That's what the Shach says. So the Pnei Shur says it's not correct. The Babli is beferish against the Yerushalmi. We usually assume Ruba de Ruba. Whenever there's a contradiction between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, we usually paskan like the Babli. There are a lot of Rambams. Where the Rambam writes like that, we always paskan like the Babli. Rambam got the riff at the end of Erevin has like that. Whenever there's the riff in the end of Erevin says, whenever there's a contradiction between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli because the Bavli was written later. And we assume the Chachmei HaBavli, Ravina Ravashi, were a few generations after. The Yerushalmi was written by Talmid Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. He learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And the Yerushalmi was written, the Bavli was written way later, so the Rif makes an assumption. The Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. And if they disagree, then you say Hilchos HaGebasroi. They took it into consideration. They decided to paskin against the Yerushalmi. So this is a big question. Is that true historically? So that's the title of more than one sefer. Haro Chachmei HaBavli is HaYerushalmi. Is that true that the Chachmei HaBavli knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi? So there's every so often there's a Gemara in Bavli, where the Gemara is referring to an incident, and the Gemara doesn't say what the incident is, and Rashi tells you the whole background is HaYerushalmi. So say it's a riot that the Bavli knew what says is Nirushalmi, because they're referring to a story that's never quoted in the Bavli anywhere else. So others say that's not a proof. They knew the story. They knew that story. It doesn't necessarily mean that they knew everything that it says in Nirushalmi. maybe they knew this. There were books from the days of the Amoraim that had just stories in them. Stories. So maybe they knew the stories.
So since we pass it like Abba Shaul, does that mean that a katan has a kinyan yad with the oraisa?
He says Katan is not koinek. Katan kol ha'machzeh b'hem zocheh b'hem. Does not koinek himself. I mean, the Tanakhama says, Tanakhama says that yad and just like chotzer koinek shalom midaitoi. So the tzais raises a question. Chotzer shalom koinek lo shalom midaitoi. What about yad? Is yad also koinek shalom midaitoi? So the tzais wants to say it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the third perek in Ksubis. Whether is there such a thing as kinyan yad? Or maybe yad is another way of saying hakbah. So if there's no such thing as a kinyan yad hakbah, so hakbah, you have to have das kinyan. But if such a thing is a kinyan yad, okay, let's say, in order to be considered kinyan hakbah, you have to either pick it up 3 tefachim or 1 tefah. Rashi says a chavah. 3 tefachim, and Tosfos disagrees, the Kamar Mekaymus and Shas, Tosfos says 1 tefah. What if I don't even pick it up 1 tefah? I have my hand on the table, I have my hand on the floor. Someone put something in my hand. So Rashi says in Ksubis, you didn't even pick it up, a tefach, a three tefachim, you're not koine. So he says, what are you talking about? That's yad. You don't need a hak. Hakbot tefach, hagimot tefachim is if it's not in my hand, I'm picking it up like this. My hand is on top. But if it's in my hand, so whatever's in my hand is a kinyan yad. So the Ktzai says, you see that there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether such a thing exists as kinyan yad. Rashi seems to deny kinyan yad. There's no such thing as kinyan yad, only kinyan hakbot. Hakbo, you have to have kavana to be koina. And Tosfos says that there is a kinyan yad, so just like chatzer sholadim koina lo sholam idaito, so yad is also koina. The Pashto says, what do you mean there's no kinyan yad? That's the psukim the Gemara quoted, the pasuk by the ganav, sis matze biyoda, en li yod yoda, chatzer miran tam lam en matzi sim otze. The pasuk by the get, that it says, v'nosam biyoda. I once asked that on a koila b'china, we were learning at the end of Bava Basra. We asked on a koila b'china, which kinyan work by get? So I wrote, does yad work? Does chatzah work? Does hakboa work? Does mashicha work? Does agav work? What else? I think those were the questions. So some of the guys answers, yad doesn't work. What do you mean yad doesn't work? That's the pasim and asim biyada. Pasim and asim, of course yad works. Chatzah, the Torah Shabbat Peh, darshan, and asim mikomakom. Chatzah is also good. So yad and chatzah, how can it be a shitas rashi? It's a peh. How can tesis understood? Rashi is saying that kinyan yad doesn't exist. It doesn't make a difference whether you're holding like this, you have to pick it up 3 tefachim or a tefah. If you didn't pick it up, there's no kinyan yad. The Pashto says, like Tosfos said, of course there's a kinyan yad. Yad and chatz says l'chol ha'deis. The machlek is abyechon and v'shlokish, whether mishicha and hakbah koinem and atarim and derabanan, that's when you don't have yad. But if you have a kinyan yad, a kinyan chatz, that's a pasuk that it works. Of course yad is good. If you're holding half in your hand, half out of the hand, so the half that's in the hand, that's a kinyan yad. The thing that's sticking out of the hand, that's hakbah. So that's a machlek zav yechon veish lokish. Most of the Rishonim passed like Rabbi Yechonon. Rashi on that machlek, we learned it already. Rashi passed like veish lokish over there. That dvar teira mishicha mefureshes benatur, because Rava says there in Cheperek Hazov, Rava says kro o masnita mesayle the veish lokish. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, and there's, I think, a Tosefta in Me'ila that support Reish Lakish. So Rashi says, if Rava says, Krom Masit Masai Le'le Reish Lakish, the din is like Reish Lakish, and Tosfos was Masig on Rashi. How can he say that? The same person, Rava, is the one who says in Yevamah, Daflam and Vav, that in all the disputes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, we always paskan like Rabbi Yechonon, except for 3 cases, and this is not one of the 3 cases. So you see that the same person, Rava, does not accept Reish Lakish. What did he say? Krom Masita Masai Le'le Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Natam says you have to add on a word, L'choira. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra and the Tosefta Me'ila sound as if they support Reish Lakish, but bottom line, they don't support. You can fare him for the Kasha very easily. Reish Lakish just, Rabbi just meant to say, Krom Masita seem to support Reish Lakish, but there's an easy way to be matcha. So that's why the Rabbi and the Rama, they say, no, we pass like Rabbi Yechonon, we don't pass like Reish Lakish. We pass on that Meshich and Hagbah is only Min the Rabbana, but Yad and Chatzah work Min HaTorah. Yad is Min HaTorah. How can you say Yad doesn't work? So Pashtus is just like Chatzah. The Ktzoy says, just like Chatzah is Shalom Kone Lo Shalom Midaita. You don't need Kavanah's Kinyan. So Yad is also Kone Shalom Midaita. Chotzer is also a ribui. It's nisrabev. And asan biyada, enli aliyada, chatzer menan, tamalayma. Chotzer is also kedin yad, badik. So just like if chotzer is kainu shalom midaitai, so yad has to also be kainu shalom midaitai. So that's what the Tanakam is of the opinion, that since the Eved is in his own rishus, by definition, Eved is in his own rishus, every person is muchzak on himself. That's like Bishusai. It's not that the Eved is in a karka, that's his own rishus. The room belongs to him. The room doesn't belong to him. Conceptually, every person is in his own rishus. Like the Mordechai gave the Moshe, he said, when I'm moichel the halvoah, so the chov is an abstract thing. It's not a tangible object. How can you say you kind of the chov with the kinya chotzer? The thing is not the thing doesn't exist. The chov is not a tangible object. How can in your chotzer? He says no. The chov is in the rishus of the loiva. The loiva owes the money to the malva. So when the malva says I'm moichel, so the loiva is kind of the chov, the abstract chov with the kinya chotzer. What kinya chotzer? It's in his rishus. So here also. Tanakama holds that Gedolim and Ketanim are both kano atzma menecher, just like Chotzer is kano shalom yidaitai. So Yad is also kano, and the Eved is b'shus atzma. And Abishol disagrees, and he says, no, you have to be a bar das, even if he's a day before bar mitzvah, the child is a child prodigy, he's a genius, the Vilna Goyen, no, a kotn is a la bar das, and it sounds like they never made a takana. They made a takana, they're abonim by Metzias kotn. Here they never made a takana. So the kotn remains hefker, until kol ha-machse b'hem zocha b'hem.
Does that mean that the Baal Chayv has to have some money in his possession? In his chotzer?
No. I don't think so.
He doesn't have the bank.
He doesn't have to have any money at all. Can be broke. No.
Can be broke.
In abstract, we say the Chayv is b'shus of the loiva. He doesn't have to have any money. Conceptually, it's in his b'shus. Not the tangible thing. The chov is not a tangible thing that you should need a tangible rishus. Conceptually, and ideas, the chov is in the rishus of the loiva. So here also, every person is in rishus atzmai. So the Tanakama holds are just like chotzer is kainu shalom yidaitai. So yad is also kainu, the rishusai. Rishusai is kainu. And Abishol thinks, no. Yeah. Let's say, and how does he go free? Let's say, we said many times, we said over this Ramban on Daf Tezayin, Ramban says that when you own an Eved Kenayni, you have two kinyonim, you have a kinyon momini, you have a kinyon iser. Where do you see that you have such a concept as a kinyon momini? I own the Eved Kenayni, and you have a right to make him work for me, reasonable work for me. I can't work him to death, he's a human being. I have a right, like if I own a behemoth, I have a right to make the behemoth work in a reasonable fashion. I own and ever have a right to make it work in a reasonable fashion. But in addition to the Kenyan Mama, I have a Kenyan Issa. Where do you see there's a Kenyan Issa? So the Gemara said in the first daf in Perka Oral in Yavamas, the Eved Kenani cannot become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without authorization of the Yodon. So you see that you own the Eved Kenani with respect to Issa Vehetam. We always said easier that Eved Kenani shall coin as Echol B'Tshuma. So that shows that there's a Kenyan Issa. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says because the Adon has to approve that the Eved Kenani should become a Munah on the Korban Pesach, that's called Kenyanism. So let's say if someone is Mafker Abdo, someone's Mafker is Eved Kenani. So there's an institution of Hefker. How do you know there's an institution of Hefker? How do you know such a thing exists? Based on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, yesterday Sedra, it says, V'hashvi is tishmetenu unetashto. The farmer has a mitzvah to be Mafker the Peiros. That's Machloik, is the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. How do you translate? So Rabbi Yosef Kara translated Hashvi is very strange. Machloik is on a din deraisa between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. So the Beis Yosef learned Hashvi is Tishmetana. The farmer has a mitzvah to be mafka the Peiros Shvi'is. And let's say he's a chiloni and he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, so the Peiros are not hefker. It doesn't become hefker automatically. And the Mabit understood Hashvi is Tishmetana. The farmer should observe the laws of Shemitah that the Peiros are hefker. He should allow people to take it, even if he's not mafka it, because it's Avkaita the Malka, the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, Rebbeinu Shalom decided to make it Hefker. So I think it's assumed like Rabbi Yosef Kara. Hashviz Tishmetana means it's a mitzvah on the part of the farmer. He should be Mafka the Peiros. And until the time that he's Mafka the Peiros, they are not Hefker. It will be Gezel. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, why does it say Tishmetana Unetashta? We usually assume lo de b'ter kelishon many other. So whenever you have the shonis kfulim, he darshan something like we just said. He matzi si matzi mikol makom. He matzi si matzi biyado agneiva. Tells you that even kinyan chotzer is good. Otherwise, the pasuk just says biyado. He matzi si matzi biyado. Adinah chatzer minayin. He matzi si matzi mikol makom. So here it says ashvis tish mentena unetashto. So Yishalmi says yesh lach netish acherishi kozu. That's hefker. A person can be mafke anything that he possesses. There is an institution of hefker. Not only is there hefker that perishvias tishmatena, the farmer has an obligation. He has a mitzvah that he should be mafke the perishvias. When atashta means whenever you want to be mafke anything that you own, you can be mafke. So the Ramban explains that hefker only works on a kinyan mum. It doesn't work on a kinyan is. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel in the middle of Gittin. In Perak HaSholech, what's the din hamafker abdo yotze lecheres vayonin eviknaynin hamafker him? So the kinyan moment is off. The hefker is chal on the kinyan moment. I'm not allowed to make him work for me anymore. I have no right to. I don't own him anymore. I was mafker him. But there's still a kinyan isa. So what's going to be with the kinyan isa? So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass on hamafker abdo yotze lecheres. The hefker is chal. But sorry, get shichur. He still needs to get shichur. He still belongs to the Yodon. The Yodon has to give Mashtar Shichur to cancel the Kinyan Issa. And the other opinion in the Gemara, which was not accepted, was a Mafkar of Yotel Lecheres, Vein Tzor get Shichur. Why? Once the Kinyan Mammon disappears, you can't have a Kinyan Issa independently from a Kinyan Mammon. And the Amora has it based on a Pasuk by Korban Pesach in Parshas Boy. It says, V'chalev Irish Miknas Kesev Hamalta also. So the Gemara says, "V'chalevidish, evidish, v'loy evidisha." Why does it say evidish? Gemara says, "No. What it means is evid, who has an odon, who owns him. Evidish does mean ish. Sometimes ish is prat liisha. Sometimes ish is prat lekotin. And over here it means neither. Here it means, according to this Gemara, evidish means evid k'naini who has a balabos who owns him, who has the right to make him work for him. But if the odon was mafke him." So then he's no longer doesn't have a din of Ebekneini at all. Since the Kinyan Mammon disappeared because of his mafker, hefker eschala, and the Kinyan Mammon, so the Kinyan Issa vanishes into thin air. So that was one opinion. We don't pasken like that. We pasken that a mafker abda, the hefker is only chala and the Kinyan Mammon, and so get shichra, you still need a shtar shichra. So that's the shaila that Tosis quotes over here from the Gemara in Gittin. What does the Tanakhama say over here? Gershem eis vein lo yorshim. So there's no Yorish. So the Mammonist becomes Hefka. So, but what happens with the Kinyan Issa? Tanakhama says over here, everybody goes free. And they need a Shtar Shichra. Who's going to write a Shtar Shichra? He doesn't have any Yorishim. There's nobody to write. Just like Hamafker Avdi Yotzel Lecheres, the Hefka is Chal on the Kinyan Mammon, not on the Kinyan Issa, but so get Shichra. Here, a Gershem Eis Vein Lo Yorishim, his property becomes Hefker. Becomes Hefker, but Hefker is only Chala on the Kinyan Mammon. What happened to the Kinyan Issa? Sounds like nobody has to write a Shtar Shichur. Who can write a Shtar Shichur?
No.
So he should be an Ebek 90 for the rest of his life.
He's not Meshuvah to anybody.
Like a Mafker Abdo. He's not Meshuvah to anybody. I was Mafker my Ebed. He doesn't have to work.
He had an Odin.
Yeah.
So that Odin retains the Kinyan Issa.
Now that the Odin died,
there's no one to retain the Kinyan Issa.
So that's what Tosis quotes at Gemara Gittin. Then we learn in Gzeres Shavah, Lola Meisha. What's Lola Meisha? By a get, it says, the cost of law safe increases. And by Ishtar Sheikh Rabbi Knaini, in the parasha of Shivcha Harufa, Hashem Shivcha Harufa, one of the six Hashemas, if someone is Mezana with a Shivcha Knainis, who's a Chetz Shivcha, a Chetz Baschorin, who's Moresis Li Yisro, Moresis Levit Ivri, Moresis to a Jewish person. Doesn't have to be Davkin Evid Ivri. So in a certain sense, it's a Chotzi Shir Abo Aleshis Ish. A real Aleshis Ish, if the woman is married to a Jewish person. Here she's a Chetzer Shivchav, so ain't Kiddushin Tovsin, Shivcha Knaini. So it's only Kiddushi Osham. It's a Mikzas Ish. So it's a Chotzi Shir Abo Loisinov. So the Torah says, normal Aleshis Ish is in so they both get the death penalty. They both get a chi of misa. Here, the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus, and the Baal Shivcha Harufa is chayif to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa. He has to bring a carbon Hashem. So the pasuk says, why is that? Because she's still a chetz yeshivcha. If she would have been meshuchreres legamrei, then you wouldn't be able to have this chetz yeshivcha. You wouldn't be able to have such a din, this kiddush yosham. The din would be different. What the din would be is a discussion. In Gemara, in Gitma, the din would not apply. The din only applies if she's a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz yebascharek. So it says, v'hofte lo nevdosa, ochubsha lo nitan lo. So the Gemara understands that lo nifdasa means she was lo niftas bekesef. Pinyon is usually bekesef. So you learn that from that pasuk, you have a knani is yotze lecheres al yidei kesef. That's the Mishnah has, the machlokes ha-tanoim. Bekesef al yidei atzma or al yidei acher. Bishtal al yidei atzma or al yidei acher. So the Mishnah here, the Mishnah chabbeis on base is assuming two ways to free an eved knani. Either shichar al yidei kesef, somebody pays money, that's a shayla, the eved also has money, he can pay her. In need al yidei acher or bishtar, the Odin gives a shtar shichar to the Eved. So how did the Tanoim know that there are two ways to be mshachar and Eved Knani? From this pasuk, it says, "Hofte lo niftasa ochuf shalanit nala." She was neither yotze lecheres al yidei kesef. Hofte lo stam pinyan is bekesef. Ochuf shalanit nala. She wasn't freed. And we have a tradition that means bishtar. How do you know it has the connotation of bishtar? Because it says ochuf shalanit nala lo la meisha. It says because of Allah get. So the word law over there is appears in the Chumash in connection with a get, with a shtar. So here it says chub shalah nitan law has the law la meisha has the connotation of a shtar. So the two ways to be mishach and rabbi kani either A or B, either ayde kesef of the lo nevdasa or chub shalah nitan ayde shtar. So the Gemara says this law la meisha. We learn out a lot of things. The first thing we can learn out, the Pirush Amilus, that Chuv Shalom Nita Nam means like Deshtar. Otherwise you wouldn't know what it's talking about at all. Number two, famous Drasha Lola Meisha, that an Eved Knani is only Chayv HaMitzvus Keisha. Even a male Eved Knani is not Chayv to put on tefillin, to put on tzitzis, to sit in sukkah, to shake a lulav, to listen to Tkiyah Shofar. All the mitzvahs are say she has man gram, and Eved Knani is put. That's problematic. How did the Tanoim know to learn out? The Pasuk Chub Shalom Nitan happens that we're talking about a female Shivcha Knainis. So of course Dina Keisha, she is an Isha. How do you know to learn out Lola Meisha that even an Eved Knaini who's a male is also? So that's a good Tekasha that we mentioned. Abdovel Kalina works on that Kasha. And they say from the Rambam. And also learned that from Lola Meisha, Tosis quotes over here. Tosis Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, there's a long Tosis. So 15 lines from the end, they quote Gittin Daf something, Daf Lamates, I think. So they quote from Gittin. They learn at Lola Meisha. Ma Isha, Mises Habal Matira Beloiget. If a girl is married and the husband dies, so that's a din. Mises Habal, the woman is allowed to remarry. So too an Eved Knaini if the Odin dies. So if the Odin dies and he has Yorshim, so the Odin didn't die. So the Yorshim, there is still Bileman. But if the Eved Knaini was in the possession, on the ownership of a ger, and a Gershom Meis Mein Lo Yorshim, so there is no Bal Ha Eved. It doesn't belong to anybody now. So you don't just say it's like Hamafker Avdi Yotze Lecheres and Tzor Get Shichre. You don't say the Hefker is only Chala on the Kinyan Mamon. No, you say you learn at Lola Meisha, just like Isha, when there's a real Mises HaBal, she doesn't need a Get. Av Eved Mishtalech Velo Get, if there's a real Mises HaBal. Usually there is no Mises HaBal. The Odin dies and he has a Yorish. So the Yorish is now the Bal. So there is no Mises HaBal, but a Gershom Meis, mainly Yoshim, that's stuck in Mises HaBal. So by Mises HaBal, you don't need a Shtar Shichur. So the Gemara says, that's the reason for the Tanakama. That's how the Tanakama says, Ben Gedoyle Mektanim Kano Atzman B'nei Chorin, not only in the Dini Mammon is Kano Atzman, they can marry a Yisraelis. They don't need a Shtar Shichur for the Kinyan Issa. You learn this out from Lola Meisha, that Mises, just like Mises HaBal is Matir, so to Misa Sa'odain is Meshachrer the Kinyan Issa. And Abba Shol says, it's only by Gdolim. By Ketanim is not true. By Ketanim, he remains an object that's up for grabs, just like the Gershom Meis Mein Lo Yorshim. His karka is Hefker, his metaltalim is Hefker, everything he has is Hefker. Kol HaKoidim, Kol HaMachzik Bem Zocha Bem, Kol HaKoidim Zocha. So they have a Knaini, Godol, he's the Kona, he's Kona himself. But the Ebik Nani Katan has no dot. So I don't say that just like Chatzer Shalom Kana Lo Shalom Idaito, so Yad is also Kana Shalom Idaito, Yad Chatz is the same, like the Tzais pointed out, and every person is Bishus Atzmai, so it's like a Kenyan Chatzer. You don't say like that. You say if he's a Kotten and he's not a Bardas, he can't be Zeichem and a Hefker. So he's walking around, he remains an Ebik Nani, Kala Kaidim Zocha.